brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
We have Sharon in Springfield. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me today.
Absolutely. How can we help?
Well, my husband's been handling our finances for the last, we've been married almost 20 years, and to the point that I really don't know what's going on in our finances largely. I say in a lot of ways he controls a lot of what we spend and how we spend it. And, you know, we'll have financial discussions and we'll talk about it, but I don't really have a full understanding of our financial picture when we make decisions.
Okay.
And I can't get him to sit down and make a budget. Now, we've been through the Ramsey programs, you know, we've been through them twice. We've even been out of consumer debt in the past, but keeping a consistent budget is a problem. I am the breadwinner in the family, and I'm wondering if it's worth just pulling my money out of our joint account and keeping my money separate so that I can at least budget part of what our income is.
Why won't he budget? Like, when you say, hey, I want to sit down and do this, what's his reason? Is it he doesn't have time? He doesn't think it's, like, what's his problem?
I think a lot of it is just understanding, like, how to plan for little things that come up with the kids, like costumes that the kids need for programs, or, you know, posters that they need to, you know, for school presentations, you know, making sure we've got money for those little things. And of course, there's more than just what the kids
have. And he doesn't want to do that, or you want to do that, and he doesn't think that's necessary to plan for those details?
He's hesitant about the zero, like getting all of the money and giving it a name.
Okay.
Like, I hear that a lot. Take all the money, give all the money a name, and, you know, yeah, like that zero budget.
But so it doesn't mean zero really dollars nervous in the account. Maybe that's what's making him nervous.
I'm sorry, say that again?
So zero-based budget doesn't mean $0 in the account, and that might be really clear, like really important to make clear to him. Zero-based budget simply means...
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Okay, so he knows that.
So
part.
At the beginning of this call, Sharon, mm-hmm, you mentioned that he's more the one that's controlling all the finances. What does that mean? Does that mean, do you have a debit card to your account that you share with him and you go and buy the costumes for the kids? Or how is the money flow happening right now?
I do have a debit card. I spend very little of the money out of the account without at least clearing it with him first, because
why?
I'm so blind to
why?
What's there.
Why? Why do you feel the need to ask his permission?
Because we don't have a budget, so I don't know what money is there and how to use it.
Okay, let's get down to it. Because our screen says, my husband has been withholding finances from me for our entire marriage. And that sounds different,
yes,
than what you're saying. So help us understand.
Well, yeah, he does withhold all of the information about the account. Yes.
So you ask permission to spend because you have no idea what money's in there. So it's just,
correct,
you don't want to blindly spend with the debit card. Can you not log in to the,
do you have the login information, Sharon?
I don't currently have the login information.
Have you asked it for him? And what does he say?
I have asked him for it, and I have tried to look at it, not here recently, but I have tried to look at it, and I'm so overwhelmed. Like, I don't even know where to start.
So he gave it to you, or he didn't give it to you?
He logged in himself.
He logged in himself and let you look over his shoulder.
Oh, Sharon, that makes me nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at this point, I would be okay with you having your own account.
Mm-hmm.
But hear me say, Sharon, that this, it's going to fix one part of it, that you're going to have money to be able to spend, mm-hmm, but it's not going to fix your marriage. This is a temporary solution to really dive into the deeper parts. Because Sharon, what makes me nervous is, and we've seen situations like this, that if you don't know where the money's going, I would be very highly concerned that there's stuff going on that in other parts of your marriage that you have no clue about.
Yeah, you don't know what he's hiding.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay.
In some ways, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would start laying down an ultimatum with him. And again, this is, and for anyone listening right now, this is regardless of Sharon is the breadwinner or not. Okay. Right. So her making the money, great. But even if Sharon was a stay-at-home mom, my viewpoint would be the exact same. Because as a married couple, as you guys, you are a team working together, and he has control issues. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, Sharon, and I'm going to just say this and you can correct me in here, but sometimes it puts you in a dangerous situation with a lot of abusive husbands. They use a level of power and control that you can't even go to the grocery store. Has there been abuse in your marriage in the past 20 years?
Physical abuse? No.
Okay.
Never.
Do you feel in danger? Like, do you feel like there's danger in your home?
No. I feel like my husband is very insecure, and so he's trying to keep hold of the money so that I can't leave. I know that sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't. No, that's the truth.
That's real.
That's what's going on. Yeah. Do you guys have kids?
Mm-hmm. We do. We've got two kids.
How old are they?
Almost 9 and 13. They're both about to have birthdays.
Okay. I would have an ultimatum conversation, and it is, you're going to give me all this login information.
Yeah.
And I want to see everything that's been going on. Any bills? Do you know how many credit cards he has?
I believe we've just got one active credit card.
I would ask him to pull his credit report.
And pull yours.
I want to see both of your credit reports. I want the login information to all of our accounts, including retirement, including checking, including savings.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those accounts, I want the login information, and I want them tonight.
And
I want them tonight. Because if not, tomorrow morning I'm going to be at the bank at 9 a.m. and I'm opening up my own account. Because, Sharon, he has put you in, he has done this. You're not the crazy one. He has put you in this situation. So you're not being the bad guy here. You're protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm. So important. And if you ask him, hey, because of the state of our marriage, we're going to go to counseling. What would he say to that? If you said, enough is enough, we need to talk with someone. What would he go, or would he fight that?
He would tell me we couldn't afford it.
Okay. So
how much do you make a year, Sharon? How much are you bringing in?
I know what my salary is. I make $105.
Okay.
I don't know what my actual take home would be. He's handled our taxes.
What does he bring home?
I don't know how that. I don't know exactly. I think it's around 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the two ultimatums: counseling, and he's changing by morning, or like Rachel said, you're going out and opening an account, and I just want you to know, like, you're doing well. Like, for yourself, you're doing well, and you don't have to stay in a situation where someone is abusing you financially. And I'm just going to put it at
that. That's hard to hear.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Sharon, we want, what we see so much is money issues are the symptom of a lot of things going on. And so the issue of you not knowing numbers and not having the accessibility to see what's going on financially in your home is a symptom of having a controlling husband. Mm-hmm. And there's only so much you can do. You can't change him. But what you can do is protect yourself. And if you stay on the line, Christian's going to pick up, and I want to get you with one of our certified counselors. Guys, just spending 7 minutes with you on a radio call, I feel like it doesn't do it justice.
Right.
I want someone walking with you, Sharon, in this, because this is really important. This is really important. And I pray your marriage is healed in this process. It's going to be a really hard patch, but I pray redemption of that. I really do. I pray that you both come to the other side and are redeemed in this. But if not, I want you to protect yourself.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.